Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Babasa. We are up to parak Beis, Mishnah Yod Gimel. Ilan Shu Notel Steh Chaveru. If you have a tree that whose branches lean over into your friend's property, Kotit Melam Hamardeya Al Gabe Hamacharesha. The friend whose property the tree is encroaching on could cut away all the branches that go Melo Hamardeya, leaving enough height for the plow and the equipment above the plow in order to be able to get by under the branches of that tree. So you can cut away whatever encroaches on that height within your property. And if it's a charev or shikma tree where it has a lot of shade, then you can cut whatever goes into your field all the way up, meaning you don't even need to only cut away up until the height of the plow. You can go all the way up to the sky, because that's going to cause a lot of problems, because it's going to have so many branches, so many leaves, so much shade that's unwanted in your field. Beis hashlachin, if you have a field that needs to be irrigated, so you can cut away any type of tree all the way up to the sky, because a beis hashlachin is damaged by shade. Shade is bad for a beis hashlachin. So you can cut away any branch of any tree that's encroaching on your property. Abishalom or kol ilan strak kenegad hamashkolas. Abishalom says any non-fruit bearing tree you can even cut kenegad hamashkolas, which again means all the way up. The Bar Tanura says ein halacha ka abishal. Mishnah Yud Dalid. Ilan shu notel rishus rabim kotzitz kedeshiyei gamal over verochvo. If you have a tree that leans over, branches over into rishus rabim, the rabim can cut away enough space that a camel rider can get by riding on his camel. That's how high off the ground the branches have to be in order to be allowed to stay. Rabbi Yehuda or gamal ton pishtono chavilis muros. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need a gamal verochvo, just a gamal that's carrying pishtan or bundles of reeds or something. Rabbi Shimon Amar Kali Ilan Kenegel Meshkolos Mepnei Tuma. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't have any trees encroaching on Rosh Hashanah. That can cause all sorts of tuma problems. Meaning, if sometimes you can have a Gezayis Menames on one side and a Kohen passing by on the other side. But anyway, we pass like the Tanakama, the Bar Tanura says, not like Rabbi Shimon. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud Gimel, we said if your tree encroaches, branches of your tree encroach in your friend's property, so he can cut away the branches up until the height of the farming equipment that he needs. But if it's a charev or a shikma tree, you can cut away all the way to the sky. If it's a beis hashlachin field, any tree you can cut away all the branches up until the sky. And Abishol holds any non-fruit bearing tree, you can cut all the branches away up until the sky. Mishnah Yudalid, we said that if your tree doesn't encroach on your friend's property, but encroaches on a rishus harabim, so the amount of branches you can cut away is to leave room for a camel rider, or Rabbi Yehuda says a camel carrying its bundles, to be able to pass by. And Rabbi Shimon disagreed. He said any tree you're allowed to cut away the entire height of the branches that encroach over into the Rosh Hashanah, and that's very simply because of a concern of Tumah. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Cheskas Habatim, the third Perek of Maseches Baba Basra.